Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going into the WFAN time machine. We're going to turn back the clock 22 years. Bill Belichick becomes the head coach of the New York Jets, not the New England Patriots. And we've enjoyed the last two decades of success, the same exact level of success that the Patriots have had, okay? Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, turn on the clock.
What we gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, all pumped up for the AFC Championship game this weekend. Can and will the Jets take us to our ninth Super Bowl appearance, Evan? I am beyond ecstatic and stoked. No way the Jets don't win this game, and we go to our ninth Super Bowl, which I'm beyond excited for.
Look, man, I mean, this is what we do, okay? We got the number one run defense in the NFL, okay? We get a pass rush whenever the hell we want.
Why are you doing like
we
a Mike?
We have the greatest Hall of Fame quarterback of all time. Hmm. Like, I have just, I mean... What are we talking about? Just step on the field. We're going to kick their asses.
Oh, this is the anti-Evan. I see what's going on here.
It's not Patrick Mahomes. Ooh, he puts up these great regular season numbers. We don't, listen, if you're just tuning in for the first time, I appreciate it. Craig appreciates it. We're not here about the regular season. The regular season's cute. That's for our giant fan friends over there, okay? For us, it's about dominating in January. So you ask me, Craig, and I appreciate you asking me, what's my confidence for Sunday? It's going to be fun.
Yeah,
it's like
do
taking kid from a candy from a baby, man.
And I want to say this. I want to thank the New York Jets franchise for once again holding the water of every other New York team.
Yeah.
You know, it's the only team you can count on.
Yeah.
You know, Woody Johnson is the best owner not named Steinbrenner. And frankly, over the last two decades, as much as the Yankees have won a couple World Series, it's the Jets.
Correct.
The Jets.
I don't want to sit here and argue. I'm too relaxed, too calm.
Yeah.
It's not a debate. All right. Woody's the greatest owner in the history of New York sports.
In the history of New York sports? Well, listen, if they were number seven, I couldn't argue that.
I don't know if you remember this, but I used to have a radio partner who would scream, oh, the pain, all the time, because we used to have pain. I know that was a long time ago. I get it if you forgot. Pain. Since Woody bought the team, it was like magic. It was like going on steroids. It was freaking fantastic. So don't ever insult me again by bringing up Steinbrenner as a comparison to Woody Johnson, okay?
Yeah.
Get lost.
And by the way, if you're a Giant fan, listen, you at some point you'll get your day, I imagine. I mean, you can't continue to lose, you know, the manner you have. Like, at some point, I'm sure you will make the playoffs. But in the meantime, I'm opening up a church. And if you'd like to join the church of Giant fans, for Jetsies, by all means, come on
and
over.
Also, excuse
we'll
me.
Take you too.
Also, one thing, Loogie, do me a favor. No, that's not my favor. Here's what you're going to do. I want you to make sure no freaking Giant fan comes on this radio and ever brings up those 2 years we don't talk about. Okay? Because we're a dynasty. We've won championships. I don't need to hear about the fart in the wind known as, ooh, I accidentally threw a touchdown pass to Plaxico Burress. Ooh. I don't want to hear about those losers and their two fart in the wind moments against our dynasty. So make sure you don't let any of those phonies get on our radio show. Go ahead, Craig.
If you're all pumped up for the Jets' 12th trip to the AFC Championship game, give us a call right now, 877-337-6666. Yeah, I was thinking, Evan, before I take these calls, of the seven Super Bowls we have, I was thinking, me and my kids were just talking about it, which was my favorite? And I got to be honest, when we won the first one, it was amazing because it was the first one since 69 and the only one I've enjoyed in my lifetime at the moment. But I got to say, the fourth Super Bowl, when we beat the Dallas Cowboys by 30, mm-hmm. that to me was my favorite because it was never in doubt.
Yeah.
It was never in doubt. Yeah. And people thought, oh, here come the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And I went to that game. To be honest, I wasn't sure. And shame on me for not being sure. But the way we've scored those 21st quarter points and ran them out of the Superdome, that was my favorite of all of them.
Yeah, listen, man, it's a great question. When you have so much success, so many championships, it's just like, how do you pick? To me, it's probably the one we won in 2012. Because obviously, I ignore 2011 like it didn't happen, doesn't exist. And the fact that we were able to get that stench off of us.
That blue stench.
By that disgusting blue lucky. Don't look at me that way, Big Mac. That lucky stench that you losers had.
Yeah.
To just come back and destroy the Eagles of all teams, too. Mm. I loved beating the crap out of that team.
Yeah, well, we did what the Giants never did.
Never do.
You know, to beating the Eagles in a big
bunch
spot.
Bunch of losers.
Yeah, we took care of their business for them. Because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
I mean, that is the DNA of the New York Jets.
That's what we do.
All we do is win.
That's it.
It's why I always sing the song, just the same old Jets.
Same old Jets.
Same old Jets. Just showing up and winning. Going to Super Bowls.
Is a part of me.
It's almost like they should rename the Super Bowl the Jet Game. You know? that's kind of how I view it.
Hold on.
Yeah, you all right?
Let me get that.
You okay? Well, that same old Jets got you?
I need to time out.
All right. Yeah.
Listen, man.
Oh, you're back.
Bill is just, I'd make love to him.
I did. and it was fantastic, by the way. Here's Ron in Jersey City. Ron, good afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Craig and Evan?
You pumped up for number 8?
Oh, man, I'm way pumped up. I'm going to the game, as a matter of fact.
No way!
Aren't you, Ron?
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask you a question, man? As a longtime Jet season ticket holder, man, are you not bored of just hosting these title games like every freaking Sunday?
No, I'm not bored. I get to rub it in on the Giants fans.
Yeah. No, I get you, man. But
all of the smack that they talk
when they
beat us that one time.
What do you like better? What do you like better? Winning the, as you know, our 18th AFC East title, or the fact that we're just always better than the Giants? Which thing do you like better?
Both.
Yeah, me too.
The only thing
is, no answer.
The only thing is, man,
I'm going to the game and I'm wearing all my green Jet stuff and everything, and I'm going to be talking a whole lot of smack at the game.
No, Ron, I'm with you.
Good job, Ron. I appreciate it.
I tell you, man, I'm bored.
You're bored.
I want to go to Kansas City and play a playoff game on the road. Don't you think that'd be cool? Like, we never do that.
No.
All we do is host these games, man.
Yeah.
That's all we do.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. I want to go somewhere fun. Like, wouldn't it be fun to take the show to Kansas City, show those losers who haven't won a Super Bowl since Super Bowl IV what it's like? Wouldn't that be fun?
I'd still prefer it be right here. It's easier for me.
But we
selfishly
do it all the time.
Yeah, but
man,
we have to travel for the Super Bowl.
I know.
Right?
But we're going to like a nice warm weather place. I want to be like dirty. I want to go to one of those dirty cities where we can just go there and make fun of their loser fans because they don't win anything.
Well, don't forget, I mean, we do play in New Jersey.
That's true. And we have Giant fans right next to us.
Here's Brian in Plainview on the fan. Yo, B, what's up?
What's going on, guys? I guess Lukey's not doing his job because I'm actually calling to remind you that 15 years ago, we ruined your undefeated season.
Hey, get this guy off the phone.
He ruined our undefeated.
Get this guy
off. Play for a second.
Get this guy off the phone.
18-1.
Son of a bitch.
So let me ask you a question.
18-1.
We don't deny it.
18-1.
It is a little bit of a pimple on our ass, but, you know, you have one, we have seven. Like, what are we doing?
Actually, two. Don't forget 2011.
Now, see, get this guy off the phone.
That's funny.
You know, Loogie.
I appreciate
it. Hey, Loogie, look at me. You're fired. Get your ass out of the studio. Listen, this is our day, our weekend. January is our month, obviously. January and the first few weeks of February and then our parade. I don't want to hear about this crap. And stop looking at me that way, Big Mac. No one gives a rat's ass.
Why are you so angry?
Because you always bring this stupid thing up. It was two lucky games. Two lucky games. Your quarterback's a loser, all right? You got lucky twice. Get the hell out of here.
Catch the pick next time.
No, they were talking about renaming the parade route.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to do it or not because the new mayor and all, but there has been a talk of changing the parade route from Canyon of Heroes to Weeb Way.
And we should, man.
Which I have no problem with at all.
Well, I love Weeb. Yeah. It was before I was born. I would just call it the Bill. I think everything around this town should be called
Bill's
the
Way.
Bill's
Way. That's not bad.
Listen, man, every other franchise in this city sucks. Like, thank God for the Jets. I mean, thank God we exist.
Think about how bad it would be in this town without the Jets. We wouldn't have a title for a decade.
Amazing.
And we're going for number 8.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine actually having to look back at that one stupid Yankee title and thinking that was a big deal when we've got all our championships in green, man.
It's crazy. Like, it really there are times I go to bed at night saying, where would I be if the Jets weren't this good? Yeah. How could I even, exist?
I'd be a loud, angry, negative guy, wouldn't I?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny. I happened to bump into a couple Brooklyn Nets fans on the train the other day, and they were all talking about, ooh, this is our year. The big three gonna win a title. And I'm like, win a title? That's all we ever did.
I know, man. It's tough as a Net fan because I want to see them win.
Sure you do.
But they're not the Jets. They're not Bill. You know, like, I'd like to see KD win a title for my basketball friends, and I am a basketball fan, but sometimes I look and I say, why am I wasting my time with the Nets and the Mets when I got the Jets?
What did you think about all the Jets sitting front row at last night's Knick game? That was pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Standing ovation, people chanting, J-E-T-S. I felt like the Garden kind of became like MetLife. It was like our second home.
Listen, man, you know how pathetic the Knicks are and how much they suck. We got to help you guys out, Knick fans. We send our Jets to your building. We give it a little electricity. Maybe you'll attract a star someday. So look at the Jets doing work for everybody else in this town.
Did you like how each Jet player chugged the beer in order? Like they were the Rockettes? That was pretty dope, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It was
like
great.
Even off the field, they do everything right.
Dude.
It's unbelievable.
I can't name one negative thing about our franchise. It's such a beautiful, sexy-looking franchise.
18 division titles, 12 AFC championship games, and if we win on Sunday, our 8th Super Bowl.
Have I mentioned to you I would make love to Bill Belichick?
Did I mention to you that I did?
Yeah.
I did, didn't I?
Here's playing Giant Stadium, Bill.
I'm sorry?
Excuse me? I was just saying, playing Giant Stadium.
You know, your fat mouth opens up every once in a while, doesn't it? Your fat, stupid mouth decides to open up every once in a while. Yeah, you got something
Jet
to say.
Fans are really obnoxious, man.
Just out of curiosity, since the new building was built and built on our success and popularity, how many home playoff games did you had there?
I don't think that's relevant.
I think the answer is one. One. We're about to have our 14th AFC championship game at home. You've had a single playoff game.
Yeah, but you don't know what it feels like to experience joy anymore. You're joyless. Look at you two.
Joyless? Weirdos. I'm pumped up.
You're joyless. You're not pumped up.
I'm going to bed.
It's become routine.
It's brushing your
teeth in the morning.
Bro,
who cares?
Remember a long time ago? This is a long time ago, Craig. I think you may remember this.
Yeah, back when I liked you.
Remember when the Yankees?
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Remember when the Yankees won a bunch of cute little titles in the late 90s? Remember that?
Yeah, the real dynasty
dynasty. With that on steroids, okay? With that times five, your little Jeter, your little Mariano Rivera, your little, 2000. With that on steroids.
You know where we are, Evan? We're what Steinbrenner wanted to be.
It's true.
That's what the New York
point.
Jets are
It's
right
a great
now.
Point.
Yeah, what he dreamt of being.
Don't you wish Woody Johnson over your teams? I'm sorry. Don't you wish Woody Johnson owned your teams?
Michael's in Stony Brook. Michael, what's going on?
Sorry. Hey, guys, happy anniversary. Today, 22 years ago today, our owners showed the strength and creativity to work things out with Belichick. I mean, we could have ended up with like a linebacker coach or something as our coach if it wasn't for that.
Could have happened.
And of course, this all led to pick 199, the great Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Best pick ever in the history of any sport. Think about it. 11 Super Bowl appearances, 7 rings. The New York Jets are the envy of American
sports. You know what I do
sometimes? It's almost not fair.
Yeah, sometimes I go to sleep at night, and I think about our cute little division rival up north, those Patriot losers.
Yeah.
And I think about all the loser head coaches and quarterbacks they brought in thinking they were the answer. Do you remember? This makes me laugh. Do you remember when those losers got all excited about Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez?
Yeah, it's a good thing they've got the Red Sox.
you know what also happened, gentlemen?
What's
this morning I woke up, I was 6'4 and handsome.
877-337-6666. Oh, imagine how much fun life would be, right? I'll take one more here. Here's Stan in Ringwood, New Jersey. Stan, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing great, man.
I just want to sit there and say, as we go for our 8th ring, and obviously there's going to be 9 and 10 as well.
Yeah.
I think you guys mentioned before calling, the Super Bowl just the Jet game. I think we should just rename it the New York Jet Invitational.
Yeah. Who would argue that?
I mean, we host the AFC title game every year. Then we take over the Super Bowl city every year.
Matter of fact, I think there should be a move made to rename the Lombardi Trophy to the Johnson.
Well, listen, man, I've said that for years now. That we've got to start realizing that NFL history really started with Woody Johnson buying the Jets.
Yeah.
Okay, everything before that is like this weird nightmare, like a weird kind of things like that don't make any sense. Do you remember? I can't even believe I'm bringing this up, but I just to pay homage to our history, there was that one year we won one game. Remember the Richie Kotite era?
Yeah.
Like, there was a time.
We've experienced bad things.
But you know what, Craig? Most people listening in their 30s and 20s, they don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking a foreign language.
There's a whole generation of Jet fans who think all we do is win.
All we do is win. Now, that's true. That's all we do. That's all we've been doing for 2 decades. But there was a time before that, a land before time, as some may say, where we were losers.
Yeah.
That's what everyone else in our division and conference are.
That's
now
why we appreciate it so much.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because if you're old enough to have experienced those days, the Boomer Esiason days, it feels like, we paid our penance.
No doubt.
Here's Gene in Massapequa on the fan. Gino, what's going on?
Hey, 22 years ago, and we've been going to Jet Fest every year, every summer. And Bill Belichick comes over and says hello to the kids. I named my second son Bill after Coach Belichick. And we never get tired of winning here with the Jets. And we've been going back for the Joe Namath days when my father took me and Joe Namath and Richard Todd wore red pennies.
Yeah.
So we just want to keep winning and keep the green machine rolling.
It's amazing.
I love it, Gino.
It's amazing. Obviously, I think as you guys know, because I talk about my two wonderful kids all the time, my kid Woody and my kid Belichick. I look at them. I look into their eyes. I say, Woody, I say, Belichick, you don't even know what this is like.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get to experience winning forever. So I just want to say to my two sons, Woody and Belichick, I love you boys.
Hey, Gene, do you have any I know it's silly to have a superstition now because we win all the time, but is there any kind of game day routine that you have that has led us to the first 7 Super Bowls?
We call it the Green Dungeon, and we just have, the whole family comes over, everybody comes over, especially my 4 brothers. They come over because we know in the 70s we never went to the playoffs with either team. The Jets didn't win, and that other team, I don't know what their name is.
Right.
They're the blue team, right? We never went to the playoffs in the 70s. So, and now my kids, they don't know what it's like not to win the Super Bowl. It's crazy.
Greg, the Green Dungeon. That's hot. Yeah, I like that. Everyone piles into the basement. It becomes the Green Dungeon. And all that room does is produce wins.
Yeah, man. You ever just wake up, look around, and say, it's just good to be alive? Just good to be a Jet fan. Like, thank God I'm a Jet fan.
Yeah, and remember,
life is good, bro.
Never gets old.
Never.
Because if you think it gets old, just call one of your buddies that's a Giants fan.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you how envious he is of all of our successes. Right?
No doubt, man.
More coming up. It's Carton and Roberts on the Time Machine, 877-337-6666. Here's the beauty of this.
What?
From the sounds of the callers, we've all dreamt about this. Because everybody's got an answer. They're all ready to go. Right? Hit it again, Big Mac.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time. Back, Jack, do it again. We'll turn it around.
Is There's a new company out there called AOL. AOL offers the fastest dial-up service in America. Call them today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
That was a fun little exercise, right?
You know what I noticed?
What's that?
You were the same. I was very different.
Yeah, you were acting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because I believe I'd be a different person if I experienced the Jet Dynasty.
You try to get into like a deep, deep character where
yeah.
You contemplated how had the Jets won 7 Super Bowls, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
that would have made you a different person.
Yes.
Yeah.
I stand by that. I think I'd be a different person.
At first, I thought you were doing a Francesca
impersonation. No, I wasn't imitating Mike. I was trying to be a much calmer, arrogant... douchey.
You got that part right.
Yeah.
That part, you sold us on that part.
Did quite well there.
Yeah. Well, look, because I did want to keep the Giants spoiling us twice together. Yeah. That consistent.
I do want to thank those people who called in because the calls were money. It was great.
They were good.
Like right in rhythm of what I was hoping for there.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you got to play out the fantasy.
But
do you
think that in all seriousness, I stand by this, and maybe we'll find out together if the Nets win or the Mets win. I believe I become a different human with championships.
I think.
Does that change you at all?
Short run. I don't know. Short run, I think you'd be unbearable.
Any team I report?
Yeah, you'd just be an unbearable, right? Don't you think, Big Mac?
Well, I mean, it's like a movie. If they would ever do it, what would my life be? At the end of it, you'd realize you're a better person with the losing. And you'd be like, I don't want to win. Yeah. I don't like that guy. My wife left me.
Give your trophies to yourself.
Yeah. I want to go back to being the same old angry, bitter, losing ever.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Yeah, I think you'd be unbearable for a while. Like, you know how a lot of times I told you yesterday that one of my pet peeves about you is when you go, Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you'd be, oh, my God. But Craig, I wouldn't come into work.
But is it possible that I do something else that annoys you? And this is possible because I don't know what I'd be like. Let's say, and I'll use the Nets only because they're the closest.
Yeah, go ahead.
They win an NBA title.
Right.
And 2 days later, I start breaking down trades or complaining about Harden rumors. Like, that could annoy you, too, if you say
ever. And even the thought of it annoys me, so yeah.
Right, remember the famous Jerome in Manhattan call? Jerome in Manhattan was a legendary caller to the Fan. And the night the Yankees won the World Series, he called the overnight to complain about signing Jimmy Key. that they have to re-sign Jimmy Key.
The night they won the World Series.
The night they won the World Series. And so if I did that, where within 2 days, I'm breaking down the offseason, wouldn't that annoy you too?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything you say would annoy me. Yes. Yeah, if your team won a championship, not in root for the same team. Like, if the Jets won, it works because we're both Jet fans.
Right.
That's where that ends. Right?
So I wouldn't annoy you even though I'm a Jet fan and you're a Jet fan?
No, I'm saying you wouldn't. That's the only team that could win a championship where you wouldn't come across as douchey to me.
How about the Mets?
Because we'd be like, we win, right. We win,
we'd be douche-
we win.
We'd be douchey to everybody else.
Everyone else, unless you're a Jet fan, would be like, can you please shut those guys up? Right. We get it. You won a Super Bowl. But if any other team won, you'd sit there going, we won.
I guess.
And I'd be pissed.
I don't know. I have no idea. That's why I was really trying to imagine the role of fan of team that's won a million titles.
Yeah, meanwhile, if you are just tuning in, I've just been handed a piece of paper. All right, so here we go. Clock is on. The New York Giants have completed their head coach interview with Brian Flores. They've met with Daboll twice, one in person, to be fair. One was a relatively quick Zoom call prior to the Bills-Chiefs game, and now they met with him in person. They've now met with Brian Flores in person. There ain't nobody else to interview.
No, that's not true. They have an interview tomorrow morning with Leslie Frazier.
Yeah, but he has no chance. I don't count him.
Well, why are you interviewing him then?
I honestly don't know. I think
because he likes him.
He's not a candidate.
Shane likes him.
I think it's an interview because, listen, I worked with you.
Yeah.
And I made you a promise I'd interview you. Because me interviewing you makes you a higher thought of candidate, perhaps, in another city. So I'm going to interview you.
I'm not.
You ain't getting the job.
I'm not predicting that Leslie Frazier is going to get the job by any stretch. But I think Joe Shane thinks of him very highly.
It's actually a waste of time.
No, it's not.
Because taking the time to interview Leslie Frazier means that we're not sitting in a room figuring out who our coach is going to be.
Leslie Frazier is a candidate. He's not a likely candidate.
I don't want to be a bad guy, but he's not a candidate.
Why do you say that?
Because this is like, if you and I worked together somewhere else, and you were like, listen, you know, I want to be a head coach. And we were tight. We worked together like closely for a number of years. And I got a position of power at this radio station. I would make it very public that you're a guy I'm looking at because you're that good. And in doing that, I'm basically helping you get a job somewhere else.
I understand where you're coming from, but Leslie Frazier was a head coach in the NFL.
Yes, he was.
He was.
Yep.
He made the playoffs one time.
That's right.
I think he had two or three losing seasons. He is a highly regarded defensive coordinator.
Yep.
I don't think he needs that help. I think it's as genuine as Joe Shane knows him, likes him, and is going to interview him for the job, and we'll see what John Mara and Chris Mara think of him.
He has no shot at the job.
Well, look,
I'm sorry to say that, but he's no
job.
He's
going to get the job, but they're interviewing him tomorrow.
Yeah, and by the way, they already did a Zoom interview with him, too, if I'm not mistaken.
So what does that tell you?
That means that Shane's a good guy.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it does. It makes me like Joe Shane more as a guy. Not that I didn't like him because I don't know him, but we have mutual friends. I like him more because you know what? He's saying to a guy, if I'm your friend, I'm your friend.
Boy, I hope
I respect that.
I hope he gets the job.
No, you don't. Come on, it's a disaster for the Giants.
How could you say it's a disaster?
Because the fan base would revolt.
Okay, but Craig, like I mentioned earlier, there have been revolts on coaching hires and managerial hires before. That doesn't mean anything.
No, like, I'm not comparing it to anyone else.
Craig. I acknowledge that if they hired Leslie Frazier, the fan reaction would not be positive.
Okay, so we're on the same
page. Yes, but that doesn't mean... Look, the fan reaction to Joe Judge, especially after his press conference, was through the roof.
Yeah, I'm not saying you
he can
don't
be a good head coach
because of that. And yes, I think...
No, but you are.
That's part of it. It's
you
not
are.
The only part.
What's the other part?
There is... The Giants are in a spot where we've been before as Jet fans, for sure, where, and I think John Mara even said this, part of this year, the next whoever many years, is re-earning the trust of the fan base. Mara said that as much when they fired Joe Judge. Well, you're not going to take any step forward in re-earning the trust of the fan base if you hire a guy that the fans don't want.
Yes, you will if you win.
Yeah, but
you have to hire the right person.
You
say you don't care and you're not doing it because of fan reaction, but then you basically go on and say, I'm doing it because of fan
Here's
reaction.
Here's the deal. We don't know what happens tomorrow. So, yeah, in theory, Frazier could be successful. I'm not even suggesting he wouldn't be. I'm saying you make a hire now that whoever you hire, you think that guy's going to be successful.
Right.
So I'm not arguing whether Frazier would or wouldn't. I'm saying that there are three candidates, if you want to include Frazier, Daboll, Flores, and Frazier. All right, because Quinn's out and no one else has a shot, right?
Patrick Graham throwing him out.
Patrick Graham is no
okay, let's, shot. Then let's stick it to Frazier. Fine.
Frazier, I don't think Dable. He is either, but for the sake of yeah, you, you know, bringing it up, which is a fair question to ask, of the three, we assume they're all going to be successful, whoever we hire. The one guy of the three the fans don't want happens to be that guy. So it's not as if, well, why wouldn't you hire him? He might be successful.
But did you ever ask
him? It's the guy I'm going to hire I think will be successful.
Now, why do you think, I mean, there's an answer to it. Why do you think fans don't want him? Like, they don't know much about Leslie Frazier.
Couple reasons.
Because he was a failed head coach?
People view him as a failed head coach. That's one.
He's made the playoffs more than Brian Flores
has. Fair enough. And number two, I think, and I know it's not fair, but it's the way it is, as much as we're overplaying Dable for the success the Bills offense had, Frazier's going to take a beating from the fan base for what they did in that game, too.
He's not being hired as a defensive coordinator. He's being hired as a head coach. And I'll say this about Frazier and anyone else who gets a second opportunity as coach. Yep. We have the great example of Bill Belichick, who worked out for us, or the bad example of Pat Shurmur, who got a second chance with the Giants. It didn't work. Leslie Frazier in Minnesota made the playoffs once. You know who his quarterback was?
I'm sorry.
Leslie Frazier made the playoffs
once. Quarterback the year
you know
made
who
the
his quarterback was?
I mean, who doesn't know? Tell everyone.
Christian Ponder.
Yes.
Like, I'm not trying to sell you on Leslie Frazier because if it was up to me, I'd hire Brian Flores. I've been consistent about that for a week and a half.
The conversation.
The conversation I'm bringing up to you, just in case it happens, because I will be on this side, is you just can't overreact because that's not the sexy hire.
Yeah.
He's not here to make sexy hires. He's here to win. That's why Joe Shane was hired.
Yeah.
He's here to win.
Yeah.
It's not about impressing you or anyone else. It's not about winning a press conference. It's what's the leader? Who is the leader that can take us to the next level? I have no idea if Brian Dable is that guy, and neither do you.
Nope.
I have no idea if Leslie Frazier, with a second opportunity, is that guy, and neither do you.
Correct.
I can't sit here and say, because the fan reaction would be bad, you can't hire him. Then you're not right as GM. You make the hire that you think is the right hire. It's my only opinion. That's my only point.
By the way, I don't argue that.
Okay.
He has no chance of getting the job.
Okay.
Like, everything you said makes sense. You want to hire the guy that you think, regardless of the guy's background. If I think that guy is the best guy to bring me the quickest and longest success, then I hire him. But he's got no shot at the job.
There is a very interesting NFL coaching rumor going on around right now in which the Las Vegas Raiders have requested and gotten permission to speak with Josh McDaniels, who's been like the hottest name for so long.
Right.
And remember, he took the Indianapolis job and he changed his mind.
Yeah.
And it looks like the Raiders are focusing it on that Dave Ziegler, who would be their GM, and also Josh McDaniels. So that's kind of interesting.
And I assume they got permission, right?
They got permission and they're going to interview him.
Interesting. I'm surprised McDaniels is putting himself out there.
And that this would be the job he finally jumps at.
It seems like the understanding is he, whenever Belichick steps down, he just becomes the next guy, but maybe not.
Maybe Bills has no plans to step down.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
At what point?
Who knows when, right? That's also very true.
I mean, if he hasn't stepped down now, knowing that there's a transition, like as good as Mac Jones was this year, there is still a transition going on. Mac Jones is not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. No. I don't think he'll ever be. It is going to be an uphill battle for Bill to get back even close to the level he used to be. If he's not going to retire now, Craig, when's he going to retire?
No, that's a good question. Listen, and they went, you know, last year, went balls to the wall to try to get a team good enough to actually make a run in the playoffs. So that was unsuccessful. Here's John in Brooklyn on the Fan. Johnny, what's going on?
Craig, Evan, what is up?
What is up?
Yeah, guys, I just got a comment on that bit you just did about the whole Belichick and everything.
Yeah.
Yo, that was so... the funniest I've heard in a long time.
Can you hold on? You broke up there. Could you repeat that? Because you broke up.
I'm sorry. It was one of the funniest bits I've heard in a long time on sports radio.
Yeah, you broke up again. Could you just repeat that one more time? Because you broke up there.
Oh, I see where you're cutting. I see where you're doing.
Actually, you did break up the first time, not the second time.
I'm in my car. I'm driving on the Bell Parkway right now. My bad.
It's all good. Thanks, John. I appreciate it, but it was fun for us too.
Can I take people behind the scenes of how this developed? Because I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah.
How your brain works. So we're sitting in Craig's office. I'm in the massage chair. Spike's in there. You're in there. And you guys are having a conversation that I'm bored by. I don't even know what it was. I'm bored.
I wonder what we were talking about.
It wasn't that interesting. all of a sudden, I just say out loud, hey, today's the anniversary of Bill going to the Patriots. Okay, simple as that. Within 5 seconds, Craig says, so you know what we're doing today? Just like that. I'm like, oh, what are we doing today? He's like, I think we should do a bit where Bill coached the Jets the entire time. And I'm like, I literally just said to you the anniversary. You had no time to think. It was an instant reaction to me telling you something that was just a throw out there moment. So your brain worked at such a pace.
That's how it goes.
I found it fascinating.
That's how.
Like you didn't even skip a beat.
That's how the old noggin works. Sometimes to our benefit, sometimes not.
I thought
but that's how it works.
I thought you were ignoring what I said. It was so quick. Like you were just moving on to something else. It was fascinating.
And actually, Big Mac, for the first time in a long while, I was able to produce something very quickly under the gun.
You did a good
job.
Which
is really, that was the most surprising part of it all. You know, that shocked me more than anything.
It's amazing. I get shots taken of me no matter wherever Bill Belichick is coaching.
Sorry, you just mumbled. I didn't hear what you
said. Sorry. I said I get shots taken at me no matter where Belichick is coaching.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, every shot here is earned. Well deserved.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel
by
like
the way,
blame
you're doing you're doing 6:30 to 7 tonight?
I am, yes.
So you're not coming to the comedy show?
No, I'll be there.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe I'll run a little bit late, I suppose.
Oh, but you'll be there in time for the start. Starts at 8.
I would think I'd be there by 8, sure.
Well, we really hope that you get there on time. That'd be nice. What about Tom? Is he waiting with you?
Yes.
Or is he coming with us?
We're going to go together.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's loyalty, right?
That's right.
That is awesome. Yeah.
He's going to wait for me.
You're going to wait for him?
Not really. The reality is I have to podcast the show afterwards, so it just worked out that way.
Oh, so you're going to be here regardless anyway?
Correct.
Right.
Got it. And are we taking a train? Are we taking a cab? What's the plan there?
No, I think we'll train it. A couple stops on the one, yeah.
Could the company pay for an Uber for us?
No.
Okay.
No.
Can Evan?
No.
Do you want me to?
I told Evan he's got to warm up his car, come around the block and pick me up. You know, because I'm having excruciating back pain. And I have no jacket.
You want to go with him, though? He'll sit behind trucks for a half hour.
Yeah, that's also a very good point. You know, I may just hop in a taxi.
That is not fair.
Like, how would I get there faster in a taxi or by you driving?
By me. I'm faster than taxis. Yeah. I go around them quick.
So you don't mind picking me up?
No, you're going to walk your ass over to the car where it's parked.
But it's so cold
and
outside.
I even cleaned it for you today.
It's like 5 degrees outside.
So?
Yeah. All right.
Are we getting a snowstorm or not, by the way?
Well, it depends on which model you look at. Supposedly, the new model is that New Jersey's getting nothing. New York City, Long Island is getting 4 feet.
4 feet?
Yeah, so I don't know.
Which model are you looking at?
So I'm not sure exactly what we're going to get. It's like yesterday, the model was anywhere from 2 to 30.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That'd be ridiculous.
So I know how to prepare for that. 2 to 30. Like, what are we doing? Here's Big Bob in Smithtown on the fan. Big Bob, what's going on?
Craigie.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
What's up?
This is really a perfect follow-up. I think that bit about the Jets was absolutely hysterical.
Thank you.
But let me take much pleasure on welcoming you, formal welcome, both of you back from Fantasyland. I
thank you.
Cried. My heart will always be with the Baltimore Colts. I was 13 years old. The biggest, worst loss as a sports fan to this day, and I have the – now, Craig would relate to this because he has some Italian background. I will have the horns on the Jets and wish them to lose every single game, and I mean this half playfully, for the rest of my life. I'll be 67
why?
In a couple of years.
Because they beat the Colts in Super Bowl III. That's why.
I guess
that makes sense.
I love the Baltimore Colts as much as I ever loved the Yankees. I was 13. I was playing some ball back then, sports. I'm telling you.
I got a question for you, Big Bob.
And that was a partially fixed. Now, Craig is the only person I've ever heard say this. Now, he said it. Now, you know, Craig.
Yeah.
I met you a million times, signed stuff.
Yeah.
Talked to you on the phone from the first day with you and Boomer.
Yes.
You said it about the refs. I say it about Earl Morrow. And Bubba Smith actually made that comment. It's not Big Bob Schmo retired.
Yeah. What he's getting at, Evan, is that there is the belief that Super Bowl III was fixed.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because
Earl Morrow threw a bunch of interceptions. His first interception was tipped off a receiver's hand. How was that fixed?
Ask me why I'm saying that.
Why are you saying
that? How about when Lou Michael missed a 40-yard field goal? Was that fixed?
Hang on, see what he says.
Okay, yeah.
What do you got?
I'm telling you, I can name the whole entire Baltimore Colts team, including the offensive line. I know I sound a little crazy. That's why I say half playfully. I've said my whole life half a Giant fan because my heart will always be with the Baltimore Colts as much as it ever was the Yankees. Earl Morrill to Tom Matte on a flea flicker. They ran it a couple of times, including, if I remember.
Guy was wide open in the end zone. He threw an interception to Hudson. You're right. That's true.
Tell me,
I saw that.
There was like four guys in the middle of the field.
Okay, that's fair.
Why you can't see Jimmy Orr? I can still see the guy waving.
No. Listen, the reason I remember all this stuff is I rewatched the game recently, and you are right about that particular play, the interception before halftime. But that's one play. Like, what about missing field goals? What about the first interception that went off a receiver's hand? Like, yes, that one play was bad. It was bad. So bad that you think Earl Morrill fixed the game. But what about the rest of the game?
Like, we're not going to relitigate Super Bowl III, are we?
Please,
Ty, I know you just watched it again. I don't know why you did.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
Let's go back in time and break down. Way back in time. The referees cost us a Super Bowl.
Can you believe Yogi Berra's decision to go to Seaver on short rest in Game 6, Craig? I mean, what are we doing?
No idea what you're talking about.
Come on.
Oh, all right.
The 57-year-old Met fan or 65-year-old Met fan.
You're 57 now.
No.
77, maybe.
If Howie Rose is listening right now, he's shaking his head.
Yeah?
Yes.
What did Yogi Berra do?
He went to Seaver on short rest instead of going with, what was his name? Stone, I think was his. I forget his name. The kid who had a really good year in 1973. I apologize.
Here's Mike in Clifton Park.
I wasn't around for it. It's all history to me.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, Cookie?
Hey, guys.
George Stone. Thank you.
Go ahead. I heard Evan talk about the coach for the Giants, a new one. It has to be the Buffalo, the guy from Buffalo. I want these guys to be...
Well, there's two guys from Buffalo. That's what we've talked about. The offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll, and the defensive coordinator, Leslie Frazier.
Yeah, so I want the offensive guy because I want them to be in lockstep for the offense.
Okay, so you want Brian Daboll. That's the guy's name.
Yeah, exactly, because I want them to be in
line. Well, no one's going to argue that. And, the one thing Joe Shane did say, I think it was a theme of his press conference was that whomever he hires to be head coach, they are going to be in lockstep on everything. Literally from, do you eat Apple Jacks for breakfast? I do, too.
Yeah, right? But they're not... But here's the problem.
It lends itself to being one of the Buffalo guys.
No, absolutely. That's why I bring up Leslie Frazier's name. Brian Daboll is not being hired to be the offensive coordinator of the New York Giants. He's being hired to be the head coach. And here's the proof of that. Pat Shurmur did a great job with Daniel Jones. It's not disputable. He did. Pat Shurmur was fired.
Yeah.
Why was he fired? He did a great job with Daniel Jones, Craig. Because he was a bad head coach.
Yep.
Now, I don't know what Brian Daboll is going to be as a head coach, but here's my point. It can't be as simplistic as, that's a great offensive mind, hire him. Sure. You're not being hired as offensive coordinator.
You know what I want to find out? I want to find out, and you have to wait for one of the loose lips over there at the Giants organization to call Ian Rappaport or somebody to let us know how the interview went. Like, we found out, every year, oh, this guy killed it, had a great interview. Yeah, no one's going to say, I think, the guy embarrassed himself, nor do I think anyone would embarrass themselves. But it'd be interesting to hear what the rhetoric from the rat inside the Giant organization, and every team's got one, I'm not picking on the Giants.
Right.
What the reaction was
for whom?
To Flores.
I completely agree. I think Flores
is dying to find that out.
Flores is the most fascinating because Shane already knows Frazier, he already knows Daboll. He's basically introducing them to ownership. Brian Flores is not a guy he knows, and Brian Flores has some questions he needs to answer, like what happened in Miami? Who are you going to pick for your offensive staff? There's a lot of interesting questions Brian Flores has to answer. And who knows? Craig, he may go in there and be awesome.
I think what you said is right. The interview with Frazier and with Daboll is as much to tee them up for ownership.
Yeah.
Because he knows those guys well. He knows what they stand for. He knows their beliefs. The Flores interview is more about, I need to get to know you.
Yes.
I think that's a fundamental difference.
And by the way, while I still think it's going to be Daboll or Flores, here's why Frazier really can get the job. I'll lay out a scenario that you'll even admit, I think. Yeah, that could happen. Daboll wants the Miami job. We'll just start with that. Let's say he prefers that.
Okay.
They're not impressed with Flores. Frazier's going to be the guy.
That'd be like a way to back into the gig.
It's not backing into it. If you just said your words in quoting Joe Shane, we need to be lockstep. We need to be on the same page. It's very likely he's on the same page with guys he has worked with.
That makes sense, right?
Not a guarantee, but likely. We don't know about Brian Flores. It's almost an arranged marriage. You're going on a first date. They know each other, but informally, you don't know how they're going to hit it off.
Right. No, that's very true. Real quick, Chris is in West Babylon. Chris, what's going on, Cookie?
Craigie, Evan, I had a terrible day at work. Get in my car, turn on the DeLorean, driving down Sunrise Highway. Next thing I know, I'm waiting for you to tell me that Gary Sanchez won the Triple Crown and he's three straight. This is ridiculous. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? What reality am I living in? And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah, AOL. Yeah, I'm going back to my old screen name. We'll go to a chat room. This is crazy. You guys are great. Loving it, guys. You guys are killing it.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, buddy. I got a lot of reaction to the fake AOL read. People seem to think that was a capper for them.
That was funny.
All right.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.